The memory is as vivid for me now as when the event happened 3 years ago. My wife Merrin and I are sitting by the bay near our Sydney home during one of the most difficult periods of our lives. "If this really is our last chance at having a baby and it doesn't happen," Merrin says to me, "I need something else." The last few years have taken their toll on Merrin. During the past decade, we've tried almost every means possible to start a family, including special diets, healing prayer, numerous rounds of IVF treatment, and an agonizing 2-year wait on the Australian adoption list, all without success. Now we await the results of one final round of IVF. "If we don't have a family," she says, "the thought of life going on as usual is just too depressing for me. I have to have something to look forward to, a consolation prize." The irony is that while the past decade has been one of broken dreams for Merrin, it's been one of fulfilled dreams for me. Over the same time, I've started a national radio show, written some books, and been invited to speak at some exciting conferences. Career-wise, I'm living my dreams. "Well, what would be a nice consolation prize for you?" I say to her, ready to the rescue. "I'd like to start again," she says. "Overseas." "Overseas?" I think to myself. "And leave all that I've built here behind? Leave my own dreams?" She says, "If we don't have a baby next year, could we move to Europe?" Merrin needs a new dream, and here is one she can have fulfilled. But fulfilling this dream will require relinquishing my own. One line in Stephen Cherry's fine poem Awakening really stands out to me. "Let our dreams form our minds, and our minds sift our dreams." Dreams are good. At their best, they're visions of the future that beckon us to become someone or achieve something significant. But as Stephen reminds us, our dreams need to be sifted. And sifted by what? Here St. Paul's words come into play in Romans 13. "Owe nothing to anyone except for your obligation to love one another. If you love your neighbour, you will fulfil the requirements of God's law." Our dreams must be sifted. Sifted by love. That's what I was to learn as Merrin and I sat by the bay that day. When sifted by love, some of our dreams may need to be reshaped. Ask yourself this: if my biggest dream was to become a reality, how would others benefit? If you can't find an answer, the dream may need some work. And when sifted by love, some of our dreams may need to be relinquished, so we may awaken to the dreams of others. That's what Jesus did, didn't he? He relinquished eternal glory out of love for both the Father and for us. If ever there was a dream fulfilled, eternal glory must have been it. But sifted by love, his fulfilled dream was to be relinquished so that we could live. And we are to be like him. Would I be like him? Would I awaken to Merrin's dream and help her find new life? I didn't like the cost. Stephen Cherry's poem continues, "Help us to be your servants this day, to do your will and walk your way." I believe that poem speaks as much to the way we should pursue our dreams as to anything else. Well, of course, I did what was needed to give Merrin her consolation prize. Only the most callous soul would fail to. Not that I was a saint about it, though. I pined and I grieved for what I lost. I fretted about my future. But within months of that conversation by the bay, Merrin and I were strapping ourselves into a plane, taxiing down a runway, and setting off for our resurrection year, as we called it, our year of new life, where Merrin got her new start by landing a dream job at Oxford University. And while leaving the radio show was hard for me, it would soon be followed by something most unexpected, a contract to write a book about our resurrection year, a book that would help others through their own broken dreams. The relinquished dream would result in a surprising new beginning. And that's the thing about following this Jesus, who calls us to sift our dreams and even relinquish them. By waking to the dreams of others, he often gives us some new dreams too.